嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴，大家早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一段这样的英文台词，依旧呢是来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集。今天呢，我们要来学习的台词非常的简短。首先呢，一起来听一下。
It's the new millennium. We're hip.
It's the new millennium. We're hip. 新时代，新气象嘛，我们很潮的。It's the new millennium. We're hip. It's the new millennium. We're hip. 那么在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们并没有什么特别需要注意的发音技巧，大家呢只需要注意把每个单词呢读准确就可以了。
Norma.
Wait!
No!
Hi, Scavos. What are you guys doing here?
Hi. Sorry for just showing up unannounced, but, could we talk to you for a minute?
Sure, come on in.
So, we've been trying to contact you, but you haven't been returning any of our messages.
And we really hope it isn't because of the porno video.
Home. Movies. The fact is...We really don't care. And it's certainly no reason to keep our boys apart.
We just don't know how they found it.
But you know, boys, they get into everything. But seriously, it's not a big deal. I mean, as long as you make sure it never happens again. It's the new millennium. We're hip.
You know, what we're saying is, we get it. You're just having fun. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm just so relieved this all worked out. At one point, we actually talked about selling the house and moving.
Oh, no.
Thank you for being so open-minded.
Please, we're all adults. It's...
I gotta tell you, the most embarrassing part of that video is how poorly it was shot. The production values are caca.
Well, from a lay perspective, it looked very professional.
What you saw was an example of my earlier work. Since then, I've become much more adept at production. You know...Editing and lighting.
Leonard has always dreamed of directing movies.
Ironic, isn't it? I finally get my wish and no one ever gets to see my work.
That is a damn shame.
Norma, what do you think? Should we show them the room? Let's show them the room. Huh?
今天节目当中呢，我们主要来学习一下形容词 hip 的用法 ，hip hip， 可以理解成为 fashionable or stylish， 或者呢，我们来看一下这样的一段英文解释 ：following or knowing what is fashionable in clothes, music, etc. 时髦的，紧跟潮流的，可以当作是 chic, trendy 这些词的近义词。比如说下面呢，我们来看一下这样的几个例子。第一个。The bars in the old part of the town are frequented by hip young students. 这些城镇老区的酒吧经常会有时髦的年轻学生来光顾。The bars in the old part of the town are frequented by hip young students. 下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。She knows how to get into all of the hippest clubs and restaurants. 她知道怎么进入那些最潮的会所和餐厅。She knows how to get into all of the hippest clubs and restaurants. 下面呢，我们来看一下倒数第二个例子。He's just trying to be hip. 他只是想变得潮一点。He's just trying to be hip. 下面呢，我们再来看一下最后这个句子。We just visited the hippest bar in town. 我们刚刚去了镇上最时髦的酒吧。We just visited the hippest bar in town.那么在本期节目的末尾呢，请各位同学尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。He tried to learn about the latest bands, so he could impress his hip new college friends. He tried to learn about the latest bands, so he could impress his hip new college friends. 那么这样一个句子你是如何去理解，又打算怎样去做翻译呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。本期节目呢，我们就先分享到这里。明天节目当中呢，我们再会啦 ，See you。